Now, if you have worked or worked in the United Kingdom for 3 years or more, you want to listen to our next piece. With me on the line is Mel Morgan. Mel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for talking to me on the program. No, you're from the west of Ireland, but you yourself worked in the UK. Yourself and your wife, I think, worked in the UK. Tell me how this idea came to you, and you've set up a company now to try and help other people provide a service for stuff they don't understand or realise about what they might be entitled to.
Well, some do, and some have thought about it, but it's quite a long, tortuous journey to get to the end. But most people are not aware, you're correct. My wife and I worked in the UK in the late 90s. We worked 5 years in the UK, worked over in outside Birmingham. And at the start of lockdown, as we were all twiddling our thumbs, I said, well, we'll check this out and see what's what. So I wrote away for a state pension, and they told me I had 7 years. They give you bonus years, apparently. I still don't understand how that works, but we take it, 7 years. But then they said you need 10 years to get a pension. So I almost gave up on it at that stage. But then I called them, and they said, well, you can actually buy back some years. So I discovered that we could buy back, each of us could buy back up to 15 years. And so we made the application, and we found that we were designated as class two, which there are two classes of payment. Class two is the cheapest, so it cost us £160 per year to buy back 15 years, which is £2,400 for each of us. Now, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And by two, that's £4,800. And we continue to pay until we retire £160 per year to His Majesty's Revenue and Customs. And so in my case, that's another 5 years. And in my wife's case, that's 7 years. So at the time we're finished, we'll probably have spent about £6,500.
Right.
But when we retire, each of us will receive £10,000 per year. So that's £20,000 between us every year. And the only thing we've got to do is to survive until we reach pension age.
You're paying, in your particular circumstance, you bought back the 15 years, you're going to be an outlay of around £6,000 for that. For the two of you. And once you retire, you're going to get 10,000. Is it 10,000 for both of you or 10,000 each?
Each.
Each. £10,000 each,
yeah,
for the rest of your lives.
Per year.
Per,
yeah,
year. Because you'll be viewed by the pension system in England as having worked 20 years in the UK for pension purposes. Is that right? That's a generalization.
Well, it'll be more
of
than that, because they've given us 7 years plus 15 back plus how many more years we're paying.
Oh, yes, of course. Even though you're no longer working in the UK, you're entitled to keep,
yeah,
paying into it.
Yeah, so it's effectively what they call in pension terms an AVC, or an additional voluntary contribution to your pension. And the key thing is that it doesn't impact your Irish contributory pension.
No impact whatsoever. You won't lose out on your pension in Ireland if you're getting a pension from the UK.
On your contributory Irish pension, state pension, it's a separate thing.
Okay.
So effectively, we will have, if we get £10,000 each, that's pretty much the same as what we would get, or what we hopefully will get from our Irish pension, so it kind of doubles up.
Yeah, yeah. Well worth it if you qualify. Does it matter what time or what era you worked in the UK? Is there anything like that?
No, but there's a few things that matter. You can't, once you retire, you can't do anything about this.
Yeah.
So you've got to take care of this before you reach 66 or 66 years of age. The second thing that's important is buying back this forward, which might change things.
Mm.
But so effectively, you can actually get to a full UK state pension, and you can start to look at the opportunity, even if you've only worked 3 years in the UK.
Yeah, look, it's a remarkable opportunity. And again, I'd say one, seeing as it changed in 2016, that not a lot of people who haven't already looked at it would have looked at it in that sort of detail. But again, it's there is bureaucracy, there is paperwork and all that. That's where your company comes in.
Yes, and effectively we did this ourselves. Then both of us reached out to people that we worked with in the UK from Ireland, and we helped them. And then we applied, and we've got, we're an agency of HMRC, which is the UK Revenue, to allow us to work with people to try and get them over the line to get their full pension entitlements in the UK.
Right. So you're doing this through the auspices, I suppose, of I suppose it's His Majesty's Revenue and Customs now instead of Her Majesty's,
it
I guess.
It is now, yeah, as of last month.
Right, as of last month. Okay, it's amazing in relation to what people opportunity. So the message is, Mel, 6 weeks, get it done, find out if you're qualified. It's worth investigating to find out, because in 6 weeks' time it'll be a different situation. And when you're retired, it's too late.
The effective date is the 5th of April next year. You have to have paid your money. But the wheels spin. They spin slowly in UK revenue. So it's going to take them for 4 months to review your case.
Yeah.
I can't determine the timeline, but my sense of it is that the sooner the better. And yeah, I'd say after the end of November, you might find that it'll slide past the 5th of April next year.
Yeah. Yeah,
But it does mean that you have to deal not just with HMRC, but you've also got to deal with the UK Department of Work and Pensions in Wolverhampton. So it's a two-handed reel, effectively, to get this done.
Okay. Well, listen, Mel, thanks very much.
If people can DIY it, you can do it yourself, or we're very happy to help at ukstatepensionabroad.com.
Perfect. That's the website to go to, ukstatepensionabroad.com. Mel, listen, well done on finding it out and figuring it out, and thanks a million for talking to us on the programme about it.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Great stuff. Mel Morgan there with us on the line, himself and his partner, his wife Martha, extensive business banking compliance experience behind the scenes. He's a qualified financial advisor and came across this. If you're interested, that's the website to go to, UK State Pension Abroad.com.